Welcome everybody, Shir number 1199. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebaron Zisa Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Refu Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina and L'Refu Shalema Le'ya Bas Cyril. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so I just want to read in the introduction from Rav Simcha Binim Kohn Shlita in Shabbos Home, page 156. Well, as we always do, we try and go through the introduction, the introductions, usually from the Sefer Lamites Malachis, Rav Riviyat Shlita, and the Sefer Shabbos Home. We try and cover them both when we start a new Malacha, and they sort of like sum it up in a couple of paragraphs so we have a better understanding as to what's going on before we actually get into the nitty-gritty, as I say, practical applications, which we already did some, but we are still technically in the introduction. Okay, so he brings down in the Malacha of Goizei's shearing, right, as we understand, on page 156, he says, the purpose of the Malacha, what when somebody does an act where it might fall under the Malacha of Goizei's shearing, it's not, we have to understand, the Malacha of shearing is defined as removing from any part, any body, is removing from the body of a person or other or any other creature. What are they removing? Something that grows on the body. That's the bottom line. Something that grows on the body, such as hair, nails. We spoke about a tooth last time, even a scab. These are all things that grow on the body, in the body. Okay, whatever the case might be, we'll talk about even pulling off inside the lip, you know, the pieces of skin, whatever. These are things that grow on the body, parts of the body. That doesn't mean actually, chas v'shalom, limbs or whatever the case is. And it doesn't only apply, even though in the Mishkan itself it was necessary to shear the sheep in order to obtain the wool for weaving. That's what the malacha was. They had to shear the sheep, they had to cut, you know, shave off the sheep in order to obtain the wool, so they were able to weave the curtains, the ureas, and so on. And begadim for the kahanim, whatever the case might be, but that was the malacha. But it's not only specified for that. There are many other things too, which we're seeing, which are actually aser min ha-Torah, and we'll see how it's aser min ha-Torah. So l'maisa, that's what he says. Cutting off part of the body itself, rachman al-atzlan, such as a limb or piece of flesh, is not considered shearing. That's not shearing. Let's say for whatever reason, a surgery or something like that, Rahman al-Islan, should have been a Gaila Maisa, but that's not shearing. That's a different, totally different thing. But that shearing means things that grow on the body, plain and simple. Something that grows on the body, like we said, hair, nails, tooth, these scabs, these different type of things. Okay. We'll get into the examples, obviously. So let's see what it's all about. He brings down further. He says the purpose of the malacha. There's a great dispute, he says, there's a great dispute amongst the poskim concerning whether the Isser Min HaTorah, the biblical prohibition, the Isser Min HaTorah of sharing of Goizei's, applies, and how does it apply, and what exactly does it apply to. Again, the Isser Min HaTorah, Isser Midrabanan, is much different. So we'll want to take it step by step. Some poskim maintain, he says further, some poskim maintain that it applies only when the sharing, the Goizei's, the actual act of sharing has the same purpose as it had in, as the construction in the Mishkan, which was, you know, you have to have that purpose to sharing the wool, not exactly the wool, but the purpose of putting something together, whatever the case is. Since those who built the Mishkan sheared in order to obtain wool that they needed, right? That's otherwise you can't get the wool off the sheep if you don't shear it off. So therefore, the biblical prohibition, the Isser Min HaTorah, pertains only to sharing an item that one needs. It's not only a sheep, it's anything. I shear off an item, right? I shave off the, whatever the case is, the hair, the wool, or whatever the case is, and that's what I need, and that will be the Isser Min HaTorah. Shearing for any other purpose is prohibited midrabanan. Therefore, for example, he says, cutting hair, right? For example, cutting hair, again, it's not only wool, it's cutting anything that grows from the body, so cutting hair in order to improve a person's appearance is prohibited midrabanan, according to this first opinion. Okay. So now he explains of the paiskim, okay, but so it's a machlokes. So again, the first shita holds that the iser is because of the fact that it had to be similar to that which was done in the Mishkan. And you need it. I need the wool. I shear off the wool. I shave off the wool. I need it. I take it for me, right? So therefore, the cutting of the hair, in order to improve, a person wants to look better, they're getting rid of your hair. You don't need that hair per se. So that's the first opinion. But the second opinion, which is the one that we hold like, okay, this is the main opinion which we go by. We're not going to get into who says what, whatever, it's brought down, Taisvis, this and that, but he brings down on the bottom in ice number 3 and 4, whoever would like to look into it, it's very important. But he does say, Lamaisa, other place can maintain that removing growth from the body, okay, again, hair, nails, whatever the case is, removing growth, something that grows on the body, from the body, for any beneficial purpose, okay? They do it for any beneficial purpose, even if they're getting rid of it. If I cut my hair to look more, to look nicer, to look beautiful, I cut my hair, right? I cut my nails to look nice, so I'm getting rid of the nail, I'm getting rid of the hair, right? I don't take, like the first shita, I don't take it for me, I don't need that hair, I just want to get rid of that hair. But these poskim say that removing any growth from the body, let's say hair, for any beneficial purpose, falls under the Isser Min HaTorah, the biblical prohibition of shearing goizes. Therefore, cutting hair, for example, I cut my hair. Cutting nails, I cut my nails. I want to look nicer, that's it. It would be Osir Min HaTorah. Even though you'll say, what do you mean? I'm not, but in the case of the Mishkan, I shaved the wool, right? I sheared the wool, I took it for me, I made the curtains, whatever I had to do. So if I shave off something, I cut off something and I take it for me, so I understand. But over here, I'm getting rid of my hair. I cut my nails, I get rid of them. whatever the person does, the person pulls off a scab, so he should look better, right? He's getting rid of that scab. Whatever the case is, most of the cases of Goizei's sharing, which apply today, a person gets rid of that thing. But over here, they're having a beneficial purpose, right? I'll now look better. I want a haircut, right? I'll cut my nails. It looks better, feels better. Whatever the case is, the Kavod Shabbos, whatever the case is, but we're talking about before Shabbos, right? But the point is over here, we're getting rid of that item. I pull off a scab to look better, even though we said it's going to bleed, but a case in time where it won't bleed, I'm doing it to look better, feel better, look better, but still I'm getting rid of that item. But this, according to the second opinion, would still be Osir Min HaTorah, since there is any type, that's the bottom line, there's any type of beneficial purpose for this action, right, of pulling this item or cutting this item off the body when it grows on the body, so that will be also fall under the biblical prohibition of shearing, or fall under the malacha of Goizei's Min HaTorah. And Lamaisi says that's how we paskin. The halacha follows this later view. So the bottom line is, halacha Lamaisi, we follow this opinion, and be it as it may, it is Osir Min HaTorah, like the second opinion. Okay, that's basically the foundation. We hope to move on to more practical applications upcoming shir. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tuv.